Welcome to episode 219 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. When Jesus begins teaching the crowds that throng after him, he speaks with unparalleled conviction and authority. He has no doubts about his message because Jesus is the Word of God in human flesh. Check out our website for a recommended list of 300 verses to memorize. That list includes 20 passages from the book of John. John 1, verses 1 to 4. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Words matter, and the Word of God matters more than anything else. And the Word exists outside of time and space. When the beginning begins, the Word is already there. This text also makes an important point that the Father is distinct from the Son, and the Son distinct from the Father. They are equally God, but separate persons. John 1 verse 12. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. Faith is described as receiving Jesus. Those who believe in Jesus can have a new birth experience. They can become children of God. John 1 verse 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. God has come close to us in the person of Jesus Christ. God laid aside his power, his divinity, his glory to be a servant, to be a son of man. He condescended to be among us. Some call this the great humiliation. John 3, verses 16 to 18. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. This is the most important statement in Holy Writ. John 3, verse 36. He who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides in him. Earlier in this chapter, one of the Pharisees, a man named Nicodemus, comes to Jesus under the cover of darkness. In a clandestine conversation, Jesus tells him in John 3 verse 3 that he must be born again. It is this statement that sets up the rest of the chapter. If you were born again, which is a transformation that only God can accomplish, you will have everlasting life. John 5, verse 24, I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life. Belief is essential to the new birth experience and to everlasting life. John 5, verse 39, you search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that bear witness about me. If we are sincere seekers of truth, our study of the scriptures can lead us to only one conclusion. Jesus is Creator, Redeemer, Savior, and Lord. John 10, verse 10, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. This is the 10:10 promise. Jesus desires that each of us live life to the full. John 11, verse 25. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. If we are in Christ, if we are born twice, we will only die once. John 13, verses 4 to 35. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. This is a call to radical love. John 14, verses 1 to 3. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Jesus desires to spend eternity with humanity. If we believe in him and remain in him, we have this hope that can assuage us in times of doubt, despair, or grief. John 14, verse 6. Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. There is one way to heaven, one way to God, the Father, and one way to eternity, one way to peace and happiness, one way to a full life. And that is through Christ. John 14, verse 21. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. We show our love for Christ by abiding by his guidelines for abundant living. John 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Oh, to have that peace in a world that is so full of chaos, crisis, and calamity. John 15, verse 7. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. We offer these words for your meditation and memorization, so that these life-changing words may abide in you. John 15, verse 13. Greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friends. Jesus has called us his friends and has demonstrated his friendship by laying down his life for us. John 15, verses 18 to 19. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. It's okay to be hated by the world if we love and are loved by God. John 16, verse 33. I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. The challenges of this world may seem insurmountable, but Christ wants you to know, I've got this. John 17, verse 17. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. We are made holy by immersing ourselves in the word of God. John 20, verse 31. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and believing you may have life in his name. This is the purpose of John's gospel, and it ought to be the reason why we share good news with others. There we have it, 20 passages from the book of John, and amongst some of the most beloved verses of scripture in the entire Bible. But besides these verses that we have highlighted, consider reading more as a part of your personal study. Father, thank you for the gift of your word. May it fill our hearts today and transform us so that we will be obedient to your will. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.